Sí.
Life and death, sin and righteousness, darkness and light. There are so many contrasts in God's universe, and there is a reason for it. Hello, everyone. This is Martin Zender, and another big contrast in God's universe that we can't overemphasize, and yet some people tell me I emphasize it too much, is the difference between the circumcision gospel and the uncircumcision gospel. This will solve so many apparent mysteries to you in the Word of God. I'm into 31 differences. I'm explaining to you 31 differences, as explained in my book, The First Idiot in Heaven. Why are there two evangels in the first place? Why the contrast? Why is God's whole universe humming with contrast? It's to learn lessons. It's to teach humanity. By extremes, God loves extremes. He loves to play one thing against another thing, light and darkness, death and life, sin and righteousness. Israel was set up. The whole thing's a setup. That's just why it's so shocking that Israelites are so proud that they have been called. But actually, it is a calling that was designated by God to display to the universe the inability of human flesh to do the law. You say, well, why didn't he just pick one person? Just make an example of one person. No, he does it with an entire nation. The strength of a nation cannot obey God's dictates. This had to be shown. It had to be shown by practical experience and not theory. It couldn't be shown on a whiteboard. It had to be seen. It had to be lived out in all its anguish, in all its agony, to make a point. Yes, God is making a point with Israel. But since he is a gracious God, he's a good God, after he makes his point, he doesn't discard the guinea pigs. That sounds bad. He doesn't discard the guinea pig nation. It wasn't an experiment to God. God knew exactly what would happen. But human beings had to be shut up and know for a fact that they cannot do the righteous laws of God. And the law of Moses is a righteous law, but humans can't do it. Israel's the demonstration of that. But God is so gracious that after the demonstration is finished, he will still fulfill his promises to Israel. But of course, there has to be a change. There's a huge change. God now says, I'm going to put my law on their hearts. I'm going to write it there, and they're going to do it. And I'm going to give them 1,000 years to demonstrate this whole thing. But in the meantime, God can finally unburden his heart, because now would be a demonstration with a new people, with a new message. Now would be a demonstration of the depths of his love, the depths of his grace. And it would be demonstrated to non-Israelites. Again, the whole contrast thing of taking people who are completely unworthy, taking people in an unwashed state, and bringing them to the highest pinnacle of heaven. That's what God is doing. And we're on the good side of this. Thank goodness we have not been called to be the demonstration to the world of the ineffectiveness of human flesh to do the dictates of God. You can thank God for that. That's not our calling. We skated. But you can see why it's so hard for an Israelite to come out of it, because they're still striving in the flesh. It's like, no, you were an example of the inability of flesh. So it's just accept that. Wait for your Savior. But they're still thinking that they could do it. It's a vast misunderstanding. But there's no excuse for it, because it's explained by Paul why the law came in the first place. Difference number 7, the gospel of the circumcision. That is the gospel God gave to Abraham, also known as Peter's gospel. It came from Abraham to the terrestrial Jesus. Terrestrial Jesus passed it on to Peter. Believers are known from the disruption of the world. Revelation 17:8. I'm going to make a contrast here. This is an important point. Words are important. There's no window dressing in Scripture. There's no unnecessary details. Circumcision is said to be known from the disruption of the world, yet the body of Christ is said to be known before the disruption of the world. What's the disruption of the world? That's a great question. Let's start there. between the creation of the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1:1 and the recreation of the heavens and the earth beginning in verse 3, a gigantic cataclysm occurred. Genesis 1:1 from the Concordant version of the Old Testament reads this way: in a beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So far, so good, right? Yes. But then in verse 2, we read, as for the earth, it came to be a chaos and vacant. It became that way. This was the entrance of sin into the universe. There was some kind, because sin predates Adam. There was some sort of rebellion in the celestial world. We don't have a lot of detail on this, but the word disruption should give us a huge clue that something went terribly wrong. But this is only in the relative viewpoint. God, of course, wanted this to happen because it would introduce chaos into the world so that God could sort it out and in the sorting out process display his character against it. God is always building black backdrops so he can display his character against it. It's the only way. It goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of this broadcast. It's all about contrast. We are creatures dependent upon contrast for revelation. God made us this way. And so the earth became a chaos and vacant. Sin's entrance into the world did not, I repeat this, did not begin with Adam. Began with the disruption of the world way back in Genesis 1:2, long before Adam even came onto the scene. And it was a spiritual rebellion. Why is this important in light of what God says concerning the circumcision gospel, that they were foreknown from the disruption of the world? Maybe I should read the passage in Revelation 17:8. The wild beast which you perceived was and is not and is about to be ascending out of the submerged chaos and to be going away into destruction. And marvel shall those dwelling on the earth whose names are not written in the scroll of life from the disruption of the world. Have you noticed this? That Israel is always dealing with sin. The law came purportedly, this is what God said concerning it, to deal with sin. And it does, if people can do it, but they can't. But a nation that is strongly reliant on flesh, which is Israel, naturally fights flesh. Remember I told you a key earmark of the Israelite gospel is your national identity. So it has to do with flesh. I'm an Israelite. Well, prove it. Well, I'm descended from Abraham through Isaac. Well, okay, that is a fleshly lineage. And so with sin and with Israel, all through the Hebrew Scriptures, we see a struggle against sin. This is why Israel is said to be foreknown from the disruption of the world. Because now that sin has entered the universe, and then sin enters the earth via Adam, we have a people, Israel, who are, this is terrible for them, I feel bad for them, who are called upon by God to struggle against sin. The sin that entered into the universe at the disruption of the world. And they're called from the disruption of the world. At that point, that's where we begin to see failings, purposeful sin introduced into the universe so that a people can struggle against it, so that it can be shown that you're not going to win this struggle apart from divine intervention. But Let's throw you out there on the great stage of life so that people can see that, no, you're not going to do this. I feel bad for Israel in this way. They're always dealing with sin. This is why Christians who embrace the circumcision evangel, because they love to struggle with sin. Don't ask me why. I guess they think that, well, we're going to overcome it. This time, we're going to do it. It's just the wrong, you know, the Israel of old, they were just not up for the task. They just didn't do it right. See, the principle is lost here with all these people who are striving according to the flesh. They're not getting the principle. that flesh and blood is not able to do the things of God. So they think that, well, Israel just wasn't good enough. If we have the right circumstances, if we have the right people, if we put the right preachers in the pulpit, if we have the right message, if we have the right heart, if we have the right soul, if we have the right mind, we can do what Israel failed to do. And then you get crazy hymns like Onward Christian Soldiers Marching As to War. What war? It's this war. It's the war against the flesh. They're still operating in this field of struggle, in this field of battle. Unnecessarily so, because we have further revelations in the scriptures, and we have a revelation of a body of people who was called before the disruption of the world. Before the disruption of the world. The significance of the word before rather than from is profound. And this, in all its juicy details, will be transmitted to you via Studio One by me, Martin Zender, tomorrow.